So, are our dreams reflections or expressions of our anarthas? We may get some negative thoughts or some negative undesirable things coming in dreams. Do they happen because of anarthas? Yes, it's possible. Balde Vidya Bhushan, in his Govinda Bhashya commentary, analyzes elaborately the nature of dreams based on the Vedanta Sutra. And he says that if we think seriously about dreams, dreams also have a certain level of organization within them. Means one thing happens, the second thing happens, third thing happens. And in some dreams, we are participants. In some dreams, we are simply observers. But in no dream are we usually controllers. Certainly, we are not absolute controllers. So, he asks based on this, that who is in control in dreams? Someone may say that, oh, dreams are just completely false. There is no basis in reality. But Balde Vidya Bhushan says, no. There are some dreams in which the spiritual master appears, some dreams in which Krishna appears. And so therefore, all dreams cannot be false, he says. And secondly, he says, even if we say all dreams are false, but still there are a variety of dreams. That we ourselves on different days have different dreams. And different people have different kinds of dreams. There are some people who suffer from a, you could call a mental disorder, psychological disorder, where whenever they sleep, they get nightmares. Their body craves for sleeping, but they are afraid of sleeping. Because as soon as I sleep, I get nightmares. It's a terrible condition. So now, why is it that some people get more nightmares, some people get less nightmares? So, he explains that the dream world is also controlled by the Supreme Lord, by the Parameshwar. And just as this world that we experience in the present state, it is called as Jagruti. There are four different states through which our consciousness goes. There is the Jagruti stage, in which we are, hopefully. Then there is the Sapna stage, in which we are asleep. Then there is the Sushupti stage. And then there is the Turiya or Samadhi stage. Now if you know about the body, there is a, you can visualize this, there is a circle, central circle is the soul. The second circle around it, that is the subtle body. The third circle around it, that is the gross body. So, this, okay, how can I show this? Is this clear? Three circles. Soul, so you consider soul as a small point here. Subtle body, and around that is the gross body. So, this consciousness comes out from the soul. When the consciousness comes out from the soul, through the subtle body, to the gross body, and through the gross body to the outer world. That is the Jagruti stage. When the consciousness comes from the soul to the subtle body, but doesn't come to the gross body. That is the Swapna stage. The soul is there, the soul is conscious, but the energy of consciousness is not being expressed at the level of the gross body. When the soul's consciousness is completely withdrawn in itself and is not expressing in the subtle body, that is the Sushupti stage. And the soul's consciousness is directed towards the spiritual level of reality. That is the Turiya or Samadhi stage. So, now, this is a talk about the Mundaka Upanishad, this relation of the four levels of consciousness with the extent to which the consciousness is going. So now, just as the gross world is created around us, ultimately it is controlled by the Supreme Lord. So some people may get, in this gross world, some people may get more sickness, more financial problems, more accidents or what. Some people may get less. Why is this difference there? This difference is because of karma. Past karma. So, Balde Vidya Bhushan explained that similarly, the difference that different people experience in their dream world, that is also because of one's karma. The dream world is constructed by the Supreme Lord using subtle matter. This world which we experience right now, that is constructed by the Lord using gross matter. Dream world is constructed in subtle matter. And there also we get the reactions of minor karmas. The reactions of major karmas come in the gross body at the gross level of reality. The reactions of minor karmas come at the level of dreams, at the level of subtle reality. Now, along with this, when we have certain desires which are at a subtle level but which we have not expressed at a gross level, then sometimes when that expression of those desires may happen at the subtle level in dreams. So the major difference between Jagruti and Swapna is in terms of the capacity to use our free will. Now it is largely in the Jagruti stage that we can turn our free will towards Krishna and become devoted to Krishna. In the Swapna stage also we may sometimes see the temple and we may see some religious things, but we are not really in the dream state consciously exercising our free will to turn towards God. So that the Jagruti, among these different states of consciousness, Jagruti is special because we can exercise our free will in the Jagruti stage. And because we have the capacity to exercise that free will, so therefore there is karmic responsibility in the Jagruti stage. So that means the kind of actions that we do in the Jagruti stage, we will get good or bad reactions depending on the kind of actions that we do. But in the Swapna stage, the free will is significantly reduced. There is some level of free will, but it's much lesser. Just like animals also have free will. But an animal, say a tiger is there, and there are two deer over there. Now a tiger has the free will. Should I pounce on this deer or should I pounce on that deer? The tiger can't say, tiger doesn't have the free will to think, today is Ekadashi, I should fast. So the free will is substantially reduced in the animal body. Similarly, in the dream state, the free will is substantially reduced. And that's why we do not become karmically culpable for what happens or what we do in a dream. So yes, sometimes if we get certain dreams, they may be expressions of our anarthas. But we are not responsible for what happens in the dreams, in the sense that we are not karmically culpable. But if we get some negative dreams, then some images may flash, some sensual images may flash, and they may cause some biological reactions. All those things may happen. If we dwell on that imagery after waking up, that may provoke us towards sensual actions again. But just what happens in the dream, even if it is the expression of what we have felt or what anarthas are presented in us, we don't have to worry too much about it. So if we are getting some bad dreams, it is generally recommended in the 7th canto that we pray to Narasimha Dev and chant Narasimha Arati before sleeping. And that way, what is it? In the Vishnu Sahasranam it is, one of the attributes of Vishnu is that Dushvapna Nashanam, that Lord Vishnu is the one who destroys bad dreams. So we can specially pray to the Lord before sleeping, and that way we can spiritually counter bad dreams. Does that answer your question? Yes. Thank you. Any other questions?